Eagles fans, score a touchdown of your own by downloading the new McDonald's app for some delicious deals on the download. Offers are updated weekly, and you can receive a free sandwich just for downloading the app. McDonald's, I'm loving it. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. And we know that the Eagles are meeting with coaching candidates, Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, Don Smolinski. We are not part of it. We are watching. We are wondering. We are asking the same questions that you are. In the meantime, we've compiled some information on the candidates to break them down, give you an apples-to-apples comparison of all of the men. So let's start with Pat Shurmur, right, who coached the Eagles in the final game of the regular season against the New York Giants. The Eagles win that game. Shurmur's been there. He's done that. Chris, he seems on the surface and what we know of him to be a very strong candidate.
Very, very strong candidate. I think he offers the best of both worlds in the terms that he has head coaching experience from his time with the Cleveland Browns. He came up through the Eagles organization, had two different stints as an assistant coach, and he's also learned the last couple seasons from Chip Kelly, and I think he can combine some of the elements he's learned in the past and also some of what's worked when it comes to Chip Kelly. So if you're looking for stability, I think he's the closest who could provide it to kind of carry over what's happened the last couple of years, take the good from that, but kind of change it and put his own little spin on it, mold it into his own. So from that standpoint, that's why I like Pat Shurmur as a potential hire here for the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, the thing that Pat Shurmur's done, he's come from the West Coast tree, the Andy Reid coaching tree, and he understands that offensive scheme. And he also learned a new way of doing things. And obviously what Chip did for the first couple of seasons here, 10 wins in both 2013 and 2014, you take some of that good with some of the things that happened last year, and Pat Shurmur is candidate number one. And he's been there. Of the candidates, he's got 2 years of coaching experience, knows the Philadelphia market, knows the Philadelphia media, and knows this existing organization and the roster as well. So that is Pat Shurmur, the candidate internally who's got some head coaching experience. Another internal candidate, running backs coach Deuce Staley, has worked his way up the coaching ranks, obviously a great player in Philadelphia. And Deuce Staley knows the way it works with a player and the mindset of a player. And that's the advantage that Staley has, obviously playing in Philadelphia, being a great running back here. Still a little young in his progression as a coach, but a valuable experience for Deuce interviewing for head coaching job, Chris. And whether he gets this job or not, positions himself for some upward mobility.
No question. I just love to hear Deuce coming from all the fans. We'll come to Staley here at the NovaCare Complex or at Lincoln Financial Field if he were to get the job. But as you mentioned, Dave, he has the playing experience, and he's done well developing the guys on the roster, especially at the running back position over the last couple seasons. We've seen the success that LeSean McCoy has had during his tenure with the Philadelphia Eagles. So from that standpoint, he has the playing experience. He knows how to relate to players. He knows how to develop them. And look, back in 1999, Andy Reid was the quarterback's coach, didn't have any coordinator experience. Well, Deuce Staley is in that same position. He is a young, up-and-coming candidate. Is it time now? We'll see. But definitely, like you said, Dave, he's positioned himself nicely for the future here, one way or the other.
Candidate number three with us here, and these are in no particular order, Doug Peterson. Now, the Eagles went out to Kansas City and interviewed Peterson after the Chiefs defeated the Houston Texans on Saturday in that wild card game. Peterson, the offensive coordinator, under head coach Andy Reid in Kansas City. We know Peterson as the quarterback who helped pave the way for Donovan McNabb, the lame duck QB, if you will. Peterson came to the Eagles in 1999 with Reid to teach the Eagles the West Coast offense. It took a beating, but he did his job and then joined the coaching staff here. Has worked his way up, Chris. Very highly regarded around the league. Has called some plays, or at least shared some of the duties with Andy Reid out in Kansas City, calling the plays. Knows the West Coast offense. Doesn't have a ton of coaching experience, but for anyone who's met him, and we have, we see a rising star in Doug Peterson.
A dynamic personality, no question about it. And again, like you said, Dave, look, like with Staley, has the playing experience, has been the leader of teams, has been the quarterback here in Philadelphia. So He understands the market. And it's not just the West Coast principles. He's learned some different elements of different spread offenses, the pistol, during his time in Kansas City, and has adapted those. And look, you look at this Chiefs offense, Alex Smith has developed into a nice quarterback. He doesn't turn the ball over very much. This is a run game that has continued to be productive, even though they lost Jamaal Charles midway through the season. And if you look at the numbers prior to his arrival in Kansas City and what the Chiefs have done in the last couple of years, Peterson has set his has put his stamp on this Chiefs success, and that's why they're playing in the divisional round of the postseason.
And so the Eagles confirming that they interviewed Peterson on Sunday. Now, obviously, Peterson cannot come to terms with any team until after the Chiefs are finished in the playoffs. The Chiefs play at the New England Patriots on Saturday in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The next candidate, Ben McAdoo, offensive coordinator from the New York Giants, an innovative offensive mind, a former quarterbacks coach in Green Bay, worked very well with Aaron Rodgers there, has done some great things for Eli Manning the last couple of seasons with the New York Giants. The Eagles interviewed him last week. An intriguing name from the team up north. Chris, we don't know a whole lot about McAdoo other than what you hear. He looks a lot like him. He sounds a lot like him. Seems like it's a mini Andy Reid here.
Possibly. You look at the progression. Obviously, Andy wasn't a coordinator, but still very similar in terms of his development, in terms of the coaching ladder. But he's worked with some dynamic quarterbacks. You mentioned Rodgers. You mentioned Manning. But look at the numbers and the success that they had working with McAdoo, and that's something that you need in the NFL. You look at the eight teams that are still in postseason contention, and they all have outstanding quarterbacks. The Eagles need to find out who their quarterback is going to be in 2016 with Sam Bradford set to become a free agent, and you want a guy who can be able to mold and develop that playmaker at that position. So certainly when you look at the most important position in the game, if you can have someone like a Ben McAdoo who knows how to cultivate great quarterback play, that's definitely an asset to have.
Yeah, in his late 30s, he's already been with four teams in the league, coaching in the NFL since 2004. So despite the relatively young age by NFL head coaching standards, Ben McAdoo has a lot of experience understanding the league and someday will be a head coach. Could be in 2016 with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now the Eagles on Monday confirming their interview, an intriguing one with former New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. Coughlin for 12 years the head coach of the New York Giants, two Super Bowl victories. He's won three in his 19 years in the NFL, working with Jacksonville, working with the Giants, started way back in the mid-80s with the Philadelphia Eagles as a wide receivers coach. And, I mean, at age 69, he'll be 70 when the season starts. Tom Coughlin brings instant credibility, instant respect, a lot of energy. If you want to restore order to an organization and set some discipline in place, Tom Coughlin could be the guy. Certainly brings a lot of attention to Philadelphia should this happen. Chris, Tom Coughlin, a name that kind of came into the forefront late last week, catching a lot of people by surprise. It makes a lot of sense when you understand the entire coaching field out there. Nobody has the resume of Tom Coughlin.
No question about it. You look at the spectrum here of the coaching candidates, and you have the young and up-and-comers like Deuce Daly, like Ben McAdoo. You have coach like Pat Shurmur, who has been a head coach in the National Football League. And then you have the experience, the veteran leadership, the someone with a resume of Tom Coughlin, who is the winningest head coach in Jacksonville Jaguars history, was the first ever head coach of that franchise. And in the last 12 seasons, we've seen what he's done with the New York Giants, taking them to two Super Bowls. So he can thrive in a tough media market. He'll be able to handle Philadelphia. Like you said, Dave, he has had success here. He's been a coach here in Philadelphia, so he understands being here. I just think, like you said, if you're trying to instantly change the culture, you talk about emotional intelligence, something that Jeffrey Lurie said during his press conference a week ago. That's something that Tom Coughlin will bring to the table with his ability to relate to his players. You've seen all the moving tributes from them from the time that he announced his resignation. No question that he left a lasting impact on that franchise.
The question is with Coughlin, A, how long would he want to be the head coach at age 70 when the 2016 season begins? And then what happened to the Giants in recent seasons? They won the Super Bowl in 2011, but this has been a team that has really struggled in the last several seasons. They really did not put much of a great product on the field in 2015. A lack of personnel, yeah, that had a lot to do with it. Injuries, no question about it. The defensive side of the ball for the Giants could not keep pace with the prolific offense. So Tom Coughlin, the latest candidate. The Eagles have interviewed six. There is nothing scheduled, as far as we know, in the future. the NFL owners meetings this week in Houston. So we're either hitting the pause button, Chris, or maybe the Eagles have something going that they want to get done very quickly.
It's a wait-and-see approach.
Yeah.
Everyone's very intrigued to find out what's going to happen here. Is there something beyond Monday's interview with Coughlin, or is it maybe it'll be one of these six guys?
Adam Gase in Miami, five candidates so far that the Eagles have interviewed who remain candidates for this job in 2016. So that is our look at the coaching candidates to date for the Eagles' vacant head coaching job. This is Eagles 360. When we return, we're going to talk about one of the Eagles' young rising stars at wide receiver, Jordan Matthews, capping off a fine sophomore campaign. He visits the studio to talk about 2015 and beyond. He wants a taste of the NFL playoffs.